At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mess and Co. I'm Ashley, here with my amazing co-host, Gian. Excited to bring you a bunch of sort of new breaking news that's happened over the past week as it relates to Messi and it relates to Inter Miami, and just the season is here, so there's lots of really cool, interesting stories happening, things to talk about, people's opinions to dissect. And so that's what we're here to do. And so, Gian, I just, you know, how's your week been? It's been a few days since, I mean, we speak every day, but it's been a few days since we've spoken with all of you guys. And so how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. A lot of topics have come up on the airwaves, on TV, on ESPN, and the different social media outlets. So I'm just happy to kind of dive into some of those. Some of them are a bit controversial. I'm sure that we'll get a lot of really good opinions on this one. Some people will agree with us, some won't, but that's always exciting to read through those and see the different perspective from fans and that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm just excited to dive right into it and start giving our opinion on some of the talk around Messi, around Inter Miami, around what Argentina is doing as a soccer team, which obviously plays into what happens between Messi and Inter Miami. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive into it and go off of our first topic here.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, as you said, everyone loved my opinions I had of the post-game show on Sunday. I think Messi's the best. I promise. I think he's the best. That's why our show's called Messi and Co. I promise. But yeah, it's great. I love hearing people's opinions and feedback and takes, and, you know, people who have been watching Messi a lot longer than me and who have seen them play. And so it's just the community we are creating. I think it's really awesome. To your point, first topic, and it's a big one, and it's a topic I'm sure that's going to come up many times throughout the season, since notoriously MLS and North America plays on a different schedule than Europe, and Europe is what most of the international breaks and friendlies and matches for countries take place. And so what I mean by that is, you know, for example, like the Premier League, La Liga, the French League, et cetera, they have breaks that they put a couple week breaks here and there throughout the season. Like there's one upcoming in March that is for the players to go play for England, Spain, France, Argentina, Brazil, whatever the case may be. But MLS, because our season is at a different part of the year, we don't have those breaks working. And so it hasn't really been a problem because, you know, MLS has not had, I guess, the echelon of talent that it's used, that it had beforehand, where it would really affect these international breaks to such a heavy degree. But now, obviously, we have Lionel Messi, and Lionel Messi plays for Argentina, and Argentina does participate in those international breaks and is obviously one of the most popular teams in the world. And Copa America is coming up this summer, and we know already that Messi is going to be missing a few matches that Inter Miami have scheduled during the regular MLS season because of that. But it was just announced a few days ago that there are going to be 2 friendlies that are set up in advance for Argentina to participate in leading up to Copa America. And if he did to go and join the team for these 2 friendlies, he missed more regular season games for Inter Miami. And so you know, it's something worth talking about and debating, because, you know, if Argentina makes the way to the finals and he participates in all of these friendlies and et cetera, that's missing 8 games already of a season that only has, you know, 30 plus. And so that would make a really big difference. And it's worth discussing. Gian, as someone who obviously heavily supports a team that's located in South America, I want to hear kind of your perspective of it, and just, you know, what do you think he should do, or what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, so I think it's an interesting kind of conundrum right there, because, you know, a lot of people, especially those that are from Argentina, and I are going to think, okay, Messi's responsibility is to Argentina. He's always going to pick Argentina first, which I can definitely understand that opinion, because, you know, I'm from Ecuador, and I know that I always think that, and I think many of us do, for our national teams, like, national team is like your pride. That's something that a player thinks is probably one of the most special things in his career, is when he gets called up and has the honor to play for his team. So I think that as an Ecuadorian, if there's an Ecuadorian player that gets called up, I think definitely that is something that needs to be right there, very important for the player and a top priority. But I think that at this point in Messi's career, he's already hit the pinnacle with Argentina. He's won everything he needs to win with Argentina. And I think that, you know, he's in a new trajectory in his career. He's now with Inter Miami. And there are going to be cases like this one. I'm not saying that, you know, for him not to participate in Copa America, that would be ridiculous to think, or matches that would prepare him for Copa America. But I think that there's also a responsibility that he has for Inter Miami, where he needs to be able to say, you know, I have a responsibility to my teammates in Miami. I have a responsibility to the fans, and I need to go about a good way of being able to do both. I need to be able to show my love for Argentina, show my responsibility for my country, but also be able to show Miami that, yeah, I take it seriously what I've come here to do, because Messi has a big responsibility to Inter Miami, has a big responsibility to MLS. So what we have going on right now is we have a FIFA date that's coming up in March, where there are 2 games that are being scheduled for Argentina. The first one is going to be March 22nd against El Salvador. And then the next one, 4 days later, is on March 26th against Costa Rica. So those are two games that are over an international break, where Messi, if he does go to those games, would be missing, for sure he'd be missing one game that I believe is a game against the Red Bulls, New York Red Bulls, because I believe that game is like on the
23rd.
Well, that one, no.
Oh, the first one is June 15th. Yeah.
No, but this is an interesting thing, Ashley. I know what you're talking about. It was just something we tweeted the other day, that there were 2 additional matches that were added in preparation. But there's actually 2 matches.
This is separate.
This is kind of the point that we're trying to make is, should he be going to this FIFA date where he could potentially miss the game against the Red Bulls, and then if he goes to the game against Costa Rica on the 26th, I believe there's a game against New York City 4 days later, that he would miss, just because, I mean, it's only 4 days later, a national team game, a FIFA game where depends on how much he'd play and that sort of thing. I don't know if physically he would be able to play, or physically he wants to risk any injury. So he could potentially miss those 2 games. So the question is here is, should he, in that case, for this FIFA date, choose Inter Miami over Argentina, keeping in mind that Argentina just added 2 more games on June 15th, as I believe in June 15th, 2 friendly games to practice and to prepare for the Copa America. One game is going to be the 9th, June 9th. Actually, that would be the first game against Ecuador. That would be played in Chicago. And then on the 14th, actually, is the one that he'd be playing against Guatemala in Washington. So, you know, to those that might be thinking, yeah, he needs to prepare, Argentina needs to prepare with him for Copa America. These are in preparation for that tournament. Well, you're going to have 4 games if you include those to prepare. Like, he can technically miss these 2, make sure that he is there for the 2 games for Inter Miami, and then still have 2 games to prepare in June, right before Copa America, with those 2 added games. So that's kind of like where the discussion is. Who should he choose in this fecha FIFA? Should he play for Argentina or should he play for Inter Miami, keeping in mind that he still has those two games to prepare for Copa America coming up? And in my opinion, because let's say he's already going to miss a ton of games for Copa America. He could miss 4 to 5 games, even more, depending on if he makes it to the finals. Now, let's say he chooses to play for Argentina in this two and misses the game against Red Bulls and against New York City. If he then also decides to play those games in June to prepare, he could miss the game against Philadelphia on June 15th. So it's adding to games where we need him here in Miami. So again, just open to discussion, but in my opinion, you need to choose Inter Miami in this fecha FIFA. I don't think it would be fair to the club. I don't think it'd be fair to the fans. I don't think it would be fair to his teammates. He needs to think about this methodically in a way where he can fulfill both responsibilities. And I think that if he chooses to play for Inter Miami on this fecha FIFA, I think he's doing both, because he's playing for the club now, and then June 15th, he can play those two games to prepare for Copa America, fulfilling both responsibilities.
I 100% agree. And I mean, you know, people are going to say he doesn't owe Miami anything. He doesn't owe anything, like he can do it. But you know what? They're paying him a lot of money. So I disagree with it. I really do. And if people, you know, Messi has lived up to every single second he's played on the field for Inter Miami. There's no doubt about it. He brings amazing value and he's going to continue to do it. When he plays 90 minutes. Like, no one's questioning his value and what he brings and all those things. But to your point, for the matches that are part of America, that are part of like the immediate right before it, when it's World Cup qualifying, when it's etc., 100% he plays for Argentina. That's the decision that we all know and we've agreed with and we understand. And that's Inter Miami understood that too when they signed him, right? Like, he still plays for Argentina. But when it comes to friendlies and when it comes to things that are not technically within the competition's timeline, I think that it starts to be making choices. And I think that, you know, for a situation like that, especially when it's against really difficult teams, right? Like, it's not like we're playing and we don't know how the season's going to shape up, but these are East Coast teams that are in our division, difficult games, a difficult season, a lot to talk about. And so we're going to have to wait and see. This will be probably, you know, it's going to be a talking point always when it comes to, you know, his responsibility for Inter Miami versus Argentina.
We've seen how much this team relies on him. I mean, it's been very obvious through the first two games how dependent we are on him. So,
well, and so does the whole league, and so does App TV. So does the, and I mean, it's important to say though, and you know, I'm not going to become the anti-Messi person in this pod. So I'm not very clear. I love Lionel Messi. I love that he's on my team. I thank God every day for it. But he is, and it's not really like a but, it's more like of a, and he's getting paid 50 something million a year, whatever it is. He's getting a percentage of jersey sales, of Adidas jersey sales for MLS. He's getting a piece of Apple TV for season passes of MLS. I'm sure has a part of the, you know, this is all part of what he's getting in exchange for him playing for it. And it's deserved. Deserved every cent. And he could have got quadruple that, you know, in Saudi or whatever the case may be. And I get it. But I think what comes with that is to say that, you know, for mandatory, competitive, big competitions, world tournaments, etc., go to Argentina 100%. Qualifiers, go to Argentina 100%. We get it. That's part of the MLS schedule that we just have to work through. For friendlies and pre-competition is when I start to say, you know, I would like if you stayed for one or two of these because we're gonna miss you 5 games in a row, and it's in those, and we get it, and it's great, and we want you to go in Copa America and, you know, play really well, and it's important, you're Argentinian, but just really like if maybe one or two of those friendlies you stayed. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. You know, we haven't gotten there yet, so I'm not getting pre-mad or anything like that. But it's just saying that, no, but I'm just saying it in the sense that he may already have this decision made, and it may have already been decided within Inter Miami club, with him, with et cetera. They already have it planned out. They already understand where he's going to stay, when he's going to go. And we're going to have to just wait and see. But I think a very fair thing to say is that go for competitions, go for games that matter, go for qualifiers, go for tour, like whatever the case may be, go. But when it's that one step previous and it's in the middle of our season, maybe there's more to say.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. And that's something that we also want to hear your guys' opinions on. I'm sure those there'll be varying opinions. And I know that some of you are very passionate about those opinions. Some of you have said Argentina over everything. Some of you had said agreed with some of the things that we said, which is kind of share that responsibility across the board with both sides and find a good and adequate way to do it. So just happy to hear your guys' opinions, and I'm sure you'll have some really good ones on that. But
and also, you know, and I want to just like really quickly give also like a little bit of context too. I personally have season tickets to see Inter Miami, and I've had season tickets for the last 2 years. My season tickets went up 250% from last year to this year in pricing. Yeah. So over doubled, and me and my family paid it, and we are happy to pay it because we know we are getting to see something absolutely amazing and incredible. But, and that's why I'm saying, like, this is why I'm giving my perspective and opinion, because people who watch him and who watch him around the world and everything, like, you know, I'm paying double, over double what I would pay normally to go see him. And I'm happy with that. You know, we only have 17 home games that I have. I have 17 games. How many of those games is he not going to play because he's going to go to Argentina when it's not for a real competitive game? Is that fair? No. I don't know. That's when the questions start getting asked. And I think that's fair of me to say. And so I just wanted to give that bit of context to it. You know, I'm not just saying this is someone who watches it on TV and is like, no, it's like, I'm investing my time and money and my energy and all those things. And so when he needs to be there and he, you know, is playing for his country 100%, I think it's great. It's part of what makes him him. Part of Messi, it's part of being the greatest of all time, but there's also just, you know, there's other mitigating factors that you have to consider. When you were a Barcelona season ticket holder, you didn't have to worry about that because they didn't have games scheduled during national breaks, so it's just different.
100%, which I think if you want to lead us into our next subject, I think leads in actually perfectly for us.
This is an interesting topic. Now I don't know if you guys are following us on social media, and if you're not, stop what you're doing right now and follow Messi and Co. on Twitter/X, whatever it's called, Instagram, TikTok, et cetera. We post a lot of great content there, and I'm posting a lot of tweets recently about news, updates, et cetera. And Gian found this clip from ESPN that was talking about, is Messi bad for MLS? Is he adding value to Inter Miami? I saw a few tweets even. We retweeted one. I can't remember who it was from, but someone who basically said, like, Messi is the worst thing that's ever happened to American soccer. And I read that and I was like, is he?
A person's living in a void, like in a complete void. Like,
are you sure? And are you sure he's bad for us? And it's easy for us to say this because he plays for our team. And so that makes it much, much better than if he played for another team. But
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I find it very difficult to live in a world or imagine a scenario outside of people saying they raised the tickets to that specific game that I want to go to against Inter Miami, you know, in my home stadium, and they made it more expensive than the rest of the games, and that's not fair. Outside of that argument, I don't see there could be anything negative about Messi coming to Inter Miami, because forget what he's just doing for the Inter Miami team, the South Florida community. The amount of revenue he is bringing MLS as a whole entity, that he is bringing to the Apple TV partnership, that he's bringing to jersey sales, and that he's bringing to the pot of money and revenue that the league collectively gets, that gets distributed in different ways throughout the teams. The fact when Messi comes to your city and watches and goes and plays against your team, the amount of revenue he drives that day for the community, the amount of new fans that will become fans of MLS, maybe of Inter Miami, maybe of your team, because they go and they come to watch Messi, but then they realize, oh, look, my home team is winning or my home team is playing, and they start to plant the seed of them becoming a fan of the MLS and of that team and of these new young players and talent. If you don't see value in it, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, very well said. I mean, I just don't fathom how you can think that you don't see the value that Messi brings to MLS and somehow think that he's bad for the league or he's ruining MLS. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Messi is the biggest athlete that has ever touched a field for MLS, and the amount
by about four billion.
Yeah, I mean, and the amount of visibility and attention that he's bringing to this league is insurmountable. I mean, insurmountable. You have people in different countries that didn't even know, I think, MLS existed, that hadn't probably never watched a single MLS game, that couldn't name a single MLS player, now are wearing MLS jerseys, are watching MLS games, are paying attention to CONCACAF Champions Cup, are paying attention to Leagues Cup. Like, that is incredible for the growth of this league. And that's something that, as fans, that's something that, as people that are lovers of the sport in the U.S. aspire for, is for this league to grow. They want it to be one of the top leagues in the world. And that doesn't happen from one day to the next. That's all incremental progress. That happens through years and years. I mean, when you look at, you know, not to compare MLS to, you know, the Spanish League or the Premier League, but the Spanish League and the Premier League and these top leagues in the world, it wasn't from one day to the next. You're talking about a hundred years, some of these leagues. And I think that we can kind of look back at this and say, this is probably one of the stepping stones, one of the biggest stepping stones for MLS, when maybe we look back 20, 30, 40 years and MLS is maybe a top 10 league in the world, or a top five league in the world. Like, that would be, you're going to look back at that and you're going to say Messi is what started that. Because let's be honest, if Messi wasn't here, I mean, you're talking about millions of people not even watching this. And as there's more visibility, you know what happens here? More players want to play in this league because they see a sense of legitimacy. Messi brings a sense of legitimacy. Hey, if the top players in the world, like Messi, like Suarez, yeah, like Busquets, like Alba, then you've got other youngsters that are coming from Argentina and have their eyes set on this league. Other players around see that, and not just the quote-unquote retirement league players that are coming in, have you not noticed how many young people are choosing to come to MLS over Europe, over Mexico? That is huge for this league. So to say that Messi is bad for MLS, I really think that those that share that opinion are only thinking with their pockets, because of that one game that they have to pay more money for when Messi goes, to your point, to play in their stadium. Oh, okay. You have to pay a little bit more to see the best show on in MLS because you're bringing. I mean, you got to expect that. But that's a small.
Or price don't to go. Pay.
Yeah,
and or don't or, go or to the go. Game.
But that's a small price to pay. I think
your team is going to benefit from that one game that they're going to get the money from, and that stadium, like Kansas City, for example, they're playing in an 80,000 seat stadium as opposed to their normal stadium. The amount of money that the Kansas City team is going to benefit off of that one game, their revenue that they're going to generate off of that one game, is probably going to be close to the same amount that they're going to get for the rest of their home
games. Actually, imagine just to compare sports. Imagine as a Heat fan, you go and you watch Orlando. The Orlando Magic come and play and you pay $50 to get in, which is nothing, right? And then Giannis with Milwaukee comes, or Jokic with the Nuggets comes to play in Miami, and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I have to pay this much more. That's insane. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't be paying that. Man, Jokic and Giannis are terrible for the league. Like, bro, like, what is
it's such a great example. Crazy. And you know who that existed for the last 20 years? LeBron James. Yeah. Every stadium outside of the last maybe 2 or 3 years, it's dipped. But for 15 years, every single stadium LeBron James went to or arena he went to, 41 every year, because he played 41 away games in the NBA, for 41 games a year, all of those stadiums had hijacked prices for 15 years in a row. Every single time that LeBron or even Steph Curry or whatever, but specifically LeBron came, it was. And then there was this big issue with, you know, load management, all these things, because people would spend all this money and then some games he wouldn't play because he was injured or X, Y, and Z. And did the NBA complain about it? Did NBA fans complain about it? No. So keep that same energy for MLS fans and everything is just my point. And it's easy for us to say because he's our player, but I'm telling you right now, in what he look at what up until 5, 7, 8 years ago, the league was still benefiting from what Beckham brought to it.
Yeah.
You know, 16 years before. And so what he can do for the future and the infrastructure of MLS is nothing short of miraculous. And the fact that he chose MLS out instead of Saudi and instead of other offers where he was going to get, you know, close to $1 billion for is miraculous. And we're going to do for the soccer community in North America from international and national and club and MLS and et cetera is nothing short of miraculous. And we have to remember that. So everyone who thinks I'm not again pro Messi, remember that I just said all that. And so, that's our speech for now. Look, you know, if crazy, terrible things start to happen, then we can talk about them. But so far, every minute he's played and the energy he brought go to what he brought to LA Galaxy, which is the most full their stadium has been in what they say, like 7 seasons or something like that. It was the sold out. The opening weekend numbers for MLS last week in stadiums across the country was the highest opening weekend and the highest attendance records that they've had years. And they said it for games that Inter Miami wasn't a part of. Why? Because people are interested in the league and they're interested in who Messi is going to be playing against and who's going to be rivals and who won last year and X, Y, and Z. So all positive, all positive. Nothing else we can say about that. But we can bring it to our last topic for this, which is, you know, Messi brings a lot of joy to MLS, but one thing won't be bringing to MLS this year is a U.S. Open Cup trophy. Now, if we've heard us talk about this a couple times in the episodes past, I had been saying up until, you know, today, it was true that Inter Miami are going for 4 different trophies this year. That is now 3 because Inter Miami is a part of the, let me do the math in my head, 10, 16, 14, no, 16, 16 MLS teams that are not participating in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Now, last year, we made it to the finals against Houston, where we lost in a home game. But the U.S. Open Cup is our domestic trophy, right? And it's something that is similar to, like, you know, the British FA Cup. And then what is it called?
Copa del Rey.
In La Liga, that it's, you know, it's the domestic trophy that brings a lot of pride. But only 8 of 26 MLS teams are participating in it this year. And that's because there was a lot of logistical issues and money issues and rights and scheduling and all these issues that the heads of MLS and the heads of the U.S. Open Cup and other organizers couldn't agree. And so they're not participating in this year, and it's sad in the sense that, like, damn, that's a trophy that and a competition that we really enjoy and that we made it very far in and we would like win. But on the bright side, we have 2 really, really tough, important competitions we're in, which is MLS itself and CONCACAF Champions Cup. And you know, the Leagues Cup is important too. We won it last year, it was awesome, and it's a great tournament. But those are the 2 ones are going to require a lot of time and attention and long seasons. And so now it's 1 less thing to think about. And I want to know, Gia, like, how do you feel about it? Positive, negative, etc.
Well, I think that we can spin it any way that we want to. What it really comes down to is money. Right now, this league is about money. There's a lot of money in Leagues Cup, especially with the participation of the Mexican teams, the Liga MX teams. There's a lot of money to be made there, and that's really what's been priority this season for.
And it was a smash. It was a smash season.
It was. And that's what they've chosen. And, you know, they don't have the rights or the TV rights. They don't have different rights for merchandising and that sort of thing over the US Open Cup. So they're not going to be able to make much money off of that. And that's why, unfortunately, they've chosen Leagues Cup over US Open Cup. I say unfortunately, I don't want to speak for all of us. Maybe you share this opinion, maybe you don't. But I think that that is not a good thing for US soccer, for MLS, for soccer in this country. Not to have Messi and Inter Miami CF in the most historic domestic cup that we have in this country. I believe it's over 100 years that this cup has been played. And when you aspire as a league, when you aspire to be one of the top leagues in the world, you want to continue to grow. What do you think makes some of these top leagues in be the top leagues in the world? And it just goes back to a point I made earlier. It's history. It's history. These are teams, or excuse me, leagues that have been around for over 100 years. So when they have, you know, the like Copa del Rey and those sorts of things, those are prestigious cups that have so much history that means something. How can you get rid of a cup in the Lamar Hunt US Open Cup that is a historic cup in this country? And then say, we want to try to continue to grow. And I just, to me, those two things don't correlate. You need to take the ingredients from some of these leagues that you see, that you aspire to be, and implement those into your own league. So again, things like building history, which the US Open Cup has very much to do. Things like, and we won't get too much into this, but I'm just trying to add some context to this. Like things like adding, allowing your teams to spend more, for example. There are other things
that we should do a whole episode on MLS. Yeah, exactly.
So those are things to me that you need to grow as a league. And then when I see MLS choosing not to go in this cup because of money, to not participate because of money, and choosing something that, yeah, Leagues Cup was cool. I'm not gonna lie. Like, there's a video of me somewhere on YouTube celebrating with no shirt on, like, which is embarrassing, by the way. But anyways,
like, video.
It's one of our most viewed. So I won't say that I didn't celebrate that cup, because I celebrate anything that Inter Miami wins. But US Open Cup is a much more important cup than Leagues Cup. Leagues Cup is a brand new cup, and it's exciting to have, but to me, they made the wrong decision here. So it's quite unfortunate.
And it is. I think the problem is that if we were to just split into Miami, that would be one thing, but 15 other teams decided that too, that it was such an inadequate offering, that it's not like it was, you know, four MLS teams out of 26 said no to it. 16 of 26 said no to it, which is a big number. That's most of them. And, you know, it's, I think, you know, we see instances like that where the US and just the soccer community overall, and just sort of like the North American US structure of soccer, from, you know, young to older to other leagues, like what the beauty of the FA Cup is, and obviously Copa Two, is that, like, you know, you play a team that's in League One or in the championship or in, you know, League Zone, and then you have those matches, and it gets the whole community excited, and it's so fun and important. And I totally agree.
That leads to great stories, like amazing
stories. Great stories, the magic of the FA Cup, like, it's so true. And, you know, it's really, and I also really like, and this is kind of caveat, the perspective we both bring, because, like, I lived in England, and so I have this much more, you know, historical grasp on the Premier League, and you have the same with La Liga. And so I think it allows us to sort of add this commentary saying it has a long way to go, but, you know, the Premier League only started in 1990. Did you know that? It was called the Premier League, and it wasn't created where it was the top 20 teams, and you had the relegation and all those things is recent. And it only worked because the competition improved, and because, you know, all these teams had this historical value and these types of, like, winning strategy and box office and all of those things, and you know, being the best in the country that they built upon. And so the U.S., you know, MLS and the U.S. in general has a long way to go. I won't pin it down that it's Messi's fault, and it's because, you know, Inter Miami wanted to be the richest club of all the clubs and make more money than everyone, so they didn't do it. I'm not going to say it was that, because like I said, 15 other MLS clubs also didn't see the value in it this year. And so because of that, a lot of restructuring has to take place. And hopefully they'll be back in it sooner rather than later. Hopefully this works for everyone to the point where it's like, we don't want this to happen again, so let's fix it. And that's all you can hope for. But I don't know if you have anything else to add to this episode. I feel like we talked about a lot of really cool, really interesting topics. You know, we want to be just more than, you know, we're going to be putting out a preview all for the game tomorrow against Orlando City. But we want to just talk about other subjects that involve Messi, involve Inter Miami, involve American soccer, and hope to keep growing and diversifying the conversation.
Yeah, 100%. Some good topics. And I think that's what's important to us, is to be able to put topics out there that are going to garner your guys's kind of your opinions and your thoughts. And I think that these are some really interesting things that are happening for Inter Miami, that are happening for the league. And, you know, ultimately, I think that what needs to happen here is for the decisions that are made by the league, for the decisions that are made by these teams, to be things that are good for the fans, good for viewership, and for us that really enjoy our teams and enjoy soccer here in this country. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff to talk about, and we just look forward to what you guys have to say.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for another episode of Messi & Co. I'm Ashley, that's Dion, and we will see you next for a preview of Inter Miami versus Orlando City. Okay, 34.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine & Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.